Venerable Master Miaolian's Dharma Teaching. A Poor Girl's Lantern. In the Buddha's time, there was a female beggar called Nanda. Although she lived in great poverty, she was very kind and wise. The poor girl always lamented, "Alas, I am so impoverished that I have to worry about my survival every day. It's all because I didn't give some of my possession to help others, and so did nothing to cultivate blessings in my previous life. Now, I am so poor that I have to beg for food and have nothing of my own. So how can I practice the way of giving?" Little did she know that she still had some blessings coming her way. One day, when she finally got a penny from her begging, the poor girl happened to learn that King Prasenajit had just asked Buddha to come to the palace for dinner. And in order to welcome the Buddha, the whole path from the Jetavana Anthanapandika Arama Monastery to the palace was going to be decorated with oil lanterns. The poor girl was astonished and said, "Wow! The king's blessings are so great that he can offer many lanterns to the Buddha. How enviable he is." She also wanted to offer a lantern to the Buddha, so she went to buy a lantern oil with the penny she had been given. Of course, the amount of oil that a penny could buy was really limited. So when the oil dealer asked her what the oil would be used for, Nanda told him. The oil seller sympathized and gave her enough oil to light up one lantern. Nanda was overjoyed to get so much lantern oil. She ran to the Jetavana Anthapindaka Arama Monastery and offered her lantern along with all the others to the Buddha and prayed, "Although I'm in poverty right now, I am offering this little lantern to the Buddha. I hope that with the merits from this, I will gain great wisdom and save others from darkness in my next life." The lantern that King Prasenajit offered were only meant to be lit overnight. So, without being refilled, all his lanterns burned out before morning. However, the lantern that the poor girl offered did not die out, but became even brighter and more beautiful instead. Not only that, but when people came to collect all the lanterns the next morning, they could not extinguish Nanda's lantern at all. Even with his great spiritual powers, the venerable Madhagalayana himself could not put her little lantern out. "How strange it is," wondered everyone in the monastery, "that this lantern keeps burning." They quickly learned that it was the lantern offered by Nanda, the poor beggar girl, and ran to tell the strange story to the Buddha. The Buddha then said to his disciples, "The venerable Madhagalayana's power could not put out this light. Even all the waters of the four oceans or the strong winds of the Varambaya cannot put it out, because it was offered by a person who had great determination." Since the girl Nanda lit the lantern with such determination, it will keep shining and she will be reborn in the world of light with a radiant body and enjoy endless blessings. After countless kalpas, she will certainly become a Buddha. It was quite hard for ordinary people to understand that a poor beggar girl like Nanda could be reborn in the world of light in a luminous body and become a Buddha just from the merit of offering a single penny lantern to the Buddha. How could it be possible? However, since the Buddha always tells the truth and only the truth, his explanation and prediction had to be true. Regarding the Buddha's predictions of attainment of Buddhahood, the sutras tell us that Buddha does not openly predict future Buddhahood for simply any being who makes ordinary donations. but only for bodhisattvas at the non-regressive stage, and then only under certain conditions. If you are wondering how a poor beggar girl like Nanda could have been a bodhisattva, you have to realize that it is all about cause and effect. The phenomenon of cause and effect can be seen in our everyday lives. If you are hungry, eating will make your hunger go away. If you feel thirsty, a cup of tea will satisfy your thirst. In the latter case, tea is the cause and your satisfaction is the effect. This kind of cause and effect is easy to see, even for people of ordinary intellect. However, only Buddhas can thoroughly fathom the subtler kinds of causes and effects. Since the poor girl was able to receive the Buddha's prediction of her becoming a Buddha in the future, she must therefore have the nature of a bodhisattva. How then, you might wonder, did Nanda come to be living in such extreme poverty as an effect of causes in a previous life? The reason is that cause and effect impacts three lifetimes of each being: the past, present, and future. The poor girl must have planted the causes of her poverty in one of her previous lives. But she must have already established the roots of non-regressive bodhisattva for the Buddha to predict her future attainment of Buddhahood. From this story, you should learn that those who seem to be seemingly insignificant person now may nevertheless have incredibly good roots and have fostered many blessings and virtues, and that such particular causes and conditions are yet to have taken place. They are just like a sapling which will blossom and have fruits all over it when the time is right, and at that time, the flowers will emit wonderful fragrances and the fruits will be extremely delicious.